Hi, and welcome to the 44th episode of the Language Mandarins podcast. My name is Jonathan, and today I'm going to talk a little bit about the importance of leaving your comfort zone, which is especially necessary when you're learning a foreign language, because it's all about a different culture, different traditions, different ways of doing things, and you can't really expect to get the results if you just kind of stay within your comfort zone and not want to try out something new or different. And this can also apply to the fact that you also need to challenge yourself whenever you're going to be trying something to get new results. Because if you just stay within what you are familiar with and you don't kind of want to push the limits on what you're capable of doing, you may not realize that you have more skills than you think that you have. I mean, for example, for me, not particularly in the kind of language learning, language teaching aspect right now, per se, but I'm going to be trying to do my first webinar tomorrow. So that just was a result of a Twitter chat with Melissa Griffin and other people who were participating, talking about putting on webinars and how to go about doing that tech-wise and how it can build a business. So that's something I'm realizing, like, my comfort zone right now is teaching, is creating podcasts, is talking with students, practicing speaking languages. But this, if I don't try out something new, if I don't go beyond where I feel comfortable, if I don't try this out, I'll never know if this is something that I enjoy doing or if it's something that might have some really nice benefits in addition to creating, you know, podcasts and talking to people and trying to promote classes. And so the only way to find out is to experiment with it. So, I mean, everybody has to go through something for the first time. They're not always going to be perfect the first time that they do it, but you have to experiment. So that's kind of the idea of leaving your comfort zone, is you won't figure out those experiences if you never try them. And there's no harm in trying something even if you fail the first time. Nobody's perfect the first time. So each time that you do leave your comfort zone, you kind of expand it a little bit, and then you become a bit more comfortable doing something new and something different. And if I think back to the person I was maybe 17 years ago when I first traveled to Europe and discovered a couple countries, and I had no idea what life was like outside the United States at the time. And that just was definitely going out of my comfort zone and discovering new places, new people, new culture, new traditions. That just really set my imagination on fire, and I just became obsessed with wanting to learn French and the possibility of maybe someday moving and living in France. And so if I had never thought about, okay, leaving my comfort zone, I would have never lived abroad and what I've been doing for like the last 13 years. And it's become so much a part of my identity that, like, my comfort zone is really big. I feel comfortable living in Mexico. I feel comfortable living in Europe or in the United States. It's just, I have those options because I decided to try something new, try something different, and to expand my horizons a little bit. So in terms of a lifestyle of trying new things, it's wonderful when you can discover new things and maybe new talents and new skills. And so whenever there's an opportunity to maybe a challenge or to try something new, I say, like, okay, why not? And for learning a language, that's all it is you're pushing yourself out of your comfort zone. You're kind of hitting reboot on the way you think. Your operating system in your mind is, you think this way, you say things in this syntax, and you put the words together this way, and suddenly you're being confronted by this other language that does things differently. And maybe at first you think, okay, well, different is bad, or why don't they do things the way I do it? And then little by little, you start to understand maybe the logic of that language or that culture. And then maybe you start to adopt some of those things. And then you are kind of in between the two. And then eventually you become kind of bilingual. And you understand the two cultures, the traditions. And it's to get there, though, you have to be willing to leave your comfort zone. So it's not a negative thing to be experimenting with new knowledge, new skills, a new approach. And the more you're willing to do that, the broader your vision is and your understanding of different people and different things in life. So I would really strongly recommend that people be willing to leave their comfort zone if they want to get new results. And even if they are studying a language and they think they're doing well and that they're successful so far, it's still important to kind of push the limits on what they can learn and what they can experiment doing differently, because you can never just stagnate and be content with progress that you have until now, because the world just keeps evolving and changing, and we have to adapt. And the only way to adapt is to be willing to do new things, different things, and basically just going out of your comfort zone. With that said, if you're interested in taking some English lessons with me, or you'd like to hear more about my language Mandarins, you can visit my website at hugginsinternational.com. That's H-U-G-G-I-N-S international.com. Or you can send me an email at hugginsinternational@gmail.com. Thank you very much for listening to this podcast, and I look forward to the next one. Take care.